A teaspoon is a fairly common form of measurement, so are fluid ounces, but consumers can face a variety of different terms on labels. A study published in the Journal of American Medical Association looked at 200 of the top-selling cough, allergy, and stomach medications for kids. Most contain measuring devices, but they weren't always consistent with the amount on the product's label. And 11 of the products use non-standard units like cubic centimeters or drams to indicate how much should be used. Dr. Mark Gorlick is a pediatrics professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He wasn't part of the New York study, but he says he's seen the effects of both overdosing and underdosing in children.
In fact, it's not uncommon for us to see children come to the emergency department because their parents tried something at home that didn't work, and we find out that, in fact, they've been giving an incorrect dose.
In 2009, the Food and Drug Administration released voluntary guidelines for makers of over-the-counter liquid medications after numerous reports of unintentional overdoses. Gorlick says if parents are confused about the right dose, they should contact their health provider. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.